spell it?
Sugan.
No, I never, I haven't heard that word.
What do you use to cover a pillow?
A pillowcase.
Okay. What do you, when the light goes out, what do you have to change?
Oh, when it's used up, you have to change the a globe or a light bulb, that's what I call it, a light bulb.
But you've heard globe.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. You watch programs on
television.
And you protect your clothes in the kitchen by wearing a...
an apron.
You, it's cold outside, so you put on your...
a robe. Oh, well, a coat. I mean, when I'm not dressed, when I go out, I use a coat, yes.
Okay. What's a cloth that you would use to blow your nose with?
Kleenex.
Okay. What is a something that you might use to wipe the sweat off your brow when you're doing gardening?
Probably a Kleenex. A dish towel, no.
Something made out of cloth.
A rag of some kind, I guess. I don't know.
What kind of clothes would you use to work in the garden?
Well, rather large, ill-fitting clothes that are for gardening.
Okay. What do you call the clothes that you put away until November?
The ones I put away in November.
Until November.
Oh, until November. And, well, I just call them winter clothes, you know. There is a, you know, we send all of the woolens to Angela's, who store it all summer long for no charge. All you have to do is get them cleaned. And so those are our winter clothes.
Your watch went off again, I think.
Yeah, it announces every hour. I can't seem to stop it. I have to take it off at night because it wakes me up.
Oh, gosh. Okay, what kind of shoes would you wear to do work in?
Well, it depends upon what kind of work. If you're working in the garden, you try to wear something that protects you from the water a little, but just casual shoes of some kind.
Men wear an elastic thing to keep their pants up. What is that?
An elastic thing to keep their pants up?
Elastic.
Oh, I see. Suspenders.
And men's pants are also called what?
A nun's pants?
Men's.
Men's pants are called trousers.
Would you call women's pants trousers or just men's
Probably
pants?
Probably no, not. No, they're pants.
What are some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Oh, we're big-time Mexican food lovers. We just love Mexican food. And we always say, well, we could eat it once a day, but we don't.
Did you make your own Mexican dishes, or did you buy it all?
No. Well, occasionally we go to Taco Bell and buy tacos or... there's another one we get at this other, the pink place down here. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, I don't remember either.
Anyway, that we get chicken fajitas, which are fried chicken and onions and tortillas of either flour or corn, and then they bring it with all kinds of salsa and guacamole and sour cream.
Oh, were there some foods that you ate in Mexico that we don't see here on the border?
Well, there... well, they have, what do they call that,